Unit 11. At the Library. Part 1. Listen and practice in pairs. Limeng and Daniel are in the library. Daniel is trying to explain how to use the online catalogue to search for books.
You know, there are lots of books here in the library. And the quickest way to find what you need is to use the online catalog.
Well, I've been using the search engine for the info I need. But I haven't used the online catalog much. Can we do it once here?
Sure, there's a computer right there. See here? Quick catalog search.
Yeah, what shall we look for?
How about sports? I think you'll be interested in that one.
Yes, let's see what we can find online. What do we select for search type?
Let's see. Keyword, subject. I think we should go for keyword. Let's type in the two words and click the Go button.
Oh, there are only two records found. I'm sure there's a lot more on the topic.
In that case, let's try again. Say these buttons here. Let's try modify search.
Oh no, so much trouble.
Yeah, it's a bit hard, but if you take your time, you can narrow down your search and get what you need more quickly.
You may be right. I used to spend so much time online.
Part 2. Fill in the information chart. Listen to the dialogue again and find information about using the online catalog. Limeng and Daniel are in the library. Daniel is trying to explain how to use the online catalog to search for books.
You know, there are lots of books here in the library, and the quickest way to find what you need is to use the online catalog.
Well, I've been using the search engine for the info I need, but I haven't used the online catalog much. Can we do it once here?
Sure, there's a computer right there. See here? Quick catalog search.
Yeah, what shall we look for?
How about sports? I think you'll be interested in that one.
Yes, let's see what we can find online. What do we select for search type?
Let's see. Keyword, subject. I think we should go for keyword. Let's type in the two words and click the Go button.
Oh, there are only two records found. I'm sure there's a lot more on the topic.
In that case, let's try again. Say these buttons here. Let's try modify search.
Oh no, so much trouble.
Yeah, it's a bit hard, but if you take your time, you can narrow down your search and get what you need more quickly.
You may be right. I used to spend so much time online.
Part 3. Listen and read. How to use a library. What is a library? A library is a place to find information and do research. A place for lifelong learning. Most libraries, whether private or public ones, are homes to an abundance of books, plus many other valuable resources. In addition to printed materials, libraries can often offer audio tapes and video cassettes, as well as computers and e-resources. Many libraries also sponsor special programs, including children's story hours, summer reading programs, homework help, and diverse seminars. As a newcomer to the library, you might have some difficulties in finding the right book and borrowing it. The following steps will tell you how to use a library. Finding and borrowing the right book. 1. Apply for a borrower's card and become a member. 2. If you know which book you want, have your book title or author's name ready. 3. Use indexes. 4. Find the book or books in the library catalog. 5. Present your card and the book or books to the librarian. If you want to do some research, you can also use the www resources. If necessary, you can make some photocopies. If you can't find certain information, or if you're confused with what to do, ask a librarian for help. Although libraries welcome readers and may have special facilities for them, there are some guidelines for behavior which readers are supposed to observe. 1. Library books are everybody's property and should be treated carefully. 2. Be sure to find out the library's policies regarding loan periods and fines for overdue books. Many people believe that a library is a door into which you are led to gain an understanding of science, nature, and people. Part 4. Listen and practice in pairs. Li Meng wants to borrow a few books. A librarian is explaining the checkout procedures.
Excuse me, I'm a new student and I want to borrow a few books.
Yes, have you got your student ID?
I've got a few cards here. Let me see which is which.
The one in your left hand is the ID card. Can I have a look?
Sure, here you are.
Good. Now, aren't these the books you want to borrow?
That's right.
Let me just scan them for you and then you can take them out. But remember the date when they are due. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a fine for overdue books.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Part 5. Listen and write. Listen to the tape and write out the missing parts. Then number them according to the sequence. Li Meng wants to borrow a few books. A librarian is explaining the checkout procedures.
Excuse me, I'm a new student and I want to borrow a few books.
Yes, have you got your student ID?
I've got a few cards here. Let me see which is which.
The one in your left hand is the ID card. Can I have a look?
Sure, here you are.
Good. Now, aren't these the books you want to borrow?
That's right.
Let me just scan them for you and then you can take them out. But remember the date when they are due. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a fine for overdue books.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Part 7. Listen and practice in pairs. Zhao Hong is in the lounge room with Mrs. Davis and is talking about her library experience.
Did you have a good time at school today?
Yes, I got so many things done.
Like what?
Well, I had all my classes. Then I went to the school library and checked out a few books.
Oh, what books?
Different kinds. The books in the library are all displayed on the bookshelves. And I just looked through them and grabbed a few.
If you're ever looking for certain books on one topic, say for a school assignment, maybe you can first use the online catalog and then locate them on the shelves. Each book's got a number on it, the core number, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll try that next time. Thanks.
Part 10. Let's chant. I'm going to...
I'm going to the market. I'm going to buy a toothbrush. I'm going to the library. I'm going to read some books. I'm going to the barber's. I'm going to have my hair cut. I'm going to the cinema. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to have dinner. I'm going to sleep in bed. I'm going to a school. I'm going to learn English. I'm going to the zoo. I'm going to see some monkeys. I'm going to the playground. I'm going to play football. I'm going home, I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to have dinner, I'm going to...